All right, moving on to number C19, track chair update with Emmett Keyser. Is Emmett online?
I am, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. Great to join you today from Sioux Falls. With me today, I've got Christina Kobe from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. She's going to tag team the presentation a little bit. She's got some great news, I think, to present here right at the end of our presentation. But also wanted to recognize Mike Samp. Michael's not able to be here today, but has been working with us and discussing the assemblage of things that need to be done to proceed on this this larger fundraising effort. So with that, we'll get started. But just to give you a little update, some of the things we've been doing here this last few months, we did make application to a grant through the Daughters of the American Revolution. The Mary Chilton DAR Foundation, in fact, here in Sioux Falls, has a special grant that they award each year in the amount of $50,000. So we did make application for dollars through that grant. We're pretty hopeful that they might come our way, but they didn't, unfortunately. We'd hoped to utilize those funds to purchase a trailer and a couple of track chairs that Michael could use as he goes out and makes contact with some of the individual donors and corporations as well. But we'll continue to pursue that and some other grants that may be available. Also want to recognize the recent engagement of Christina Kobe in this effort. Christina has been a great partner thus far in this effort. Her and Mike, I know, have had a number of conversations, and the engagement of the foundation, I think, has been particularly helpful in this effort. We will be making a formal request through Secretary Roebling's office and into the Parks and Wildlife Foundation board, requesting that they actually house the funds for the dollars that are raised in this program here coming up in December at their meeting. And we also are going to ask if they could actually help us do the purchasing of the chairs, because there's a couple of advantages of having them do those purchases rather than the department as a state government entity. I'll explain that a little bit later as well. Christina is awfully busy with a number of other fundraising tasks, and we sure don't want to take her away from those efforts. She does have quite a bit of background in, of course, fundraising and grant writing. And so we've asked her to sort of serve as somewhat of an advisory capacity to our group. She has been working, of course, with our Friends of the Outdoor Campus group down here in our fundraising effort for the outdoor campus expansion. But, you know, she's also been engaged in raising funds for a number of other projects and efforts across the state as well. So her help, you know, I think comes to us in many different facets, but, you know, the fundraising side and her knowledge of that, production of some of the fundraising materials that we'll be using as part of that process and the design and so forth, marketing ideas that she can help us with, and other grant opportunities. So she's got great experience in writing grants and conversations I've had with her. She's been awfully successful. So we continue to look forward to working with Christina, but again, I don't want to take her away from her other important tasks of fundraising for those important projects like the shooting range out west, the campus here, some of the parks projects as well. In terms of a marketing campaign and that aspect of this effort, we're excited to pursue that as well. The effort is, of course, to help raise awareness of our fundraising effort, but also to increase the public's awareness of the fact that as we purchase these chairs, they will be available online to our public to loan. We'll be working with Shayla Larson, part of our group and our committee, who will assist in that effort. And then, of course, our other committee members will be tapping them for various functions as well. Al Nedved, our deputy director of parks, has agreed to help us out. David Parker, of course, Christina, and then Mike Samp. So We may include some additional staff as well. And once the chairs are purchased, obviously, and stationed out in various locations around the state, we'll be asking our local staff to help in facilitating the loan of those and to the members of the public. Now, the development expansion of our disabled hunter and angler web pages will be another important component, again, to help create that awareness. We're seeking the assistance and will of the folks that work on our South Dakota outdoor system so that we can actually design a loaner website, much like you reserve a campsite, you'd be able to reserve looking at a calendar, an individual track chair in a specific location. And again, as I mentioned, the staff where we would have those track chairs stationed would be a vital role or take on a vital role in loaning those chairs. We have identified, at least to this point, 14 locations that include both wildlife regional and district offices, including Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, Watertown, Fort Pierre, Webster, Huron, Chamberlain, and Mitchell, and then a few other park locations, including Lewis and Clark, Custer State Park, Good Earth, Adams Homestead, and Lake Herman State Park. That should give us a pretty good distribution of chairs around the state. The concept, of course, is that they'd be available for use by individuals in somewhat of a nearby location, you know, hopefully within a 50-mile drive time. But at those locations, with 14 locations we've identified, we may have anywhere from 1 to 3 track chairs available once we reach full build out. The goal, of course, is to raise maybe upwards of $750,000 through this effort over the next couple of years to bring that into reality. The good thing about those chairs as well is that they'll be easily transported with the trailers that they'll be in. The trailer purchases are a vital part of that package, so to speak, and that the trailer will be able to transport those chairs. They'll have charging cords in there. They'll have a electric jack system both on the front and the back that will provide the safety necessary to load and unload the chairs. And then a solar charger that'll keep the batteries that operate those jacks charged up. So it's a big effort, but we're pretty excited about it. We'd also probably identify opportunities on that same website, the Disabled Hunter and Angler Access page, where we would make donors aware or make the public aware of the opportunity to donate. And so whether it's there or possibly some other locations on our GFP website, we'll help facilitate marketing and awareness in that manner. Mike Samp, of course, is going to be working with his family. We're going to essentially identify them as agency volunteers for us that will help enable us to utilize some of our department funds to help support them in their travel. You all recall that Michael has substantial experience in raising funds. I think at his presentation, when he and I appeared before the commission, he talked about his experience in fundraising for the USS South Dakota. So he's built a network of contacts all across the state and corporations and so forth. But he's also going to be engaging with some of our hunting and fishing groups and our NGOs. Probably be working with our commission and park board members to reach out and see if you have some contacts that might be interested in working with him on this overall effort. The fundraising kickoff, we hope to commence here this fall in a full way. This past year, both Michael and I had fathers who had some health challenges, so that took us away doing some of these extra activities outside our normal work, but we're both excited to get back and get on with the effort. I know part of the reason Russ Olson, our chair, did request this update is that I know Michael has talked to him previously about helping him reach out to some of the power cooperatives, and so Russ, I think, is chomping at the bit, to, so to speak, to get out there and make some of those contacts. But I know Michael will really appreciate any other assistance some of the commissioners, some of the Parks and Wildlife Foundation board members will be able to provide, as well as identifying both individual and corporate sponsors. I'd also mentioned, for example, that I know on the commission, we've got Commissioner Chuck Spring, whose son has a great deal of experience with the track chair. So personal testimonials and those kinds of things and contacts that Chuck and others of you could make would really, I think, go a long way to help us with this effort. And had a meeting earlier this week with Secretary Roebling. Although no details have been finalized yet, we're talking about just doing a little brainstorming, I guess, on potential raffle ideas where we could help raise some funds for track chairs. One concept that was talked about was potential of putting together maybe a family package of kind of an all-inclusive trip out to Custer State Park by working with some of our folks in the park and our concessionaire operators. But the idea would be it'd be an opportunity to raise funds through a raffle system again. We'll, of course, continue to apply for various grants. Again, reach out to the Mary Chilton DAR Foundation, but we've identified some other grant opportunities available as well by looking through some of the other states that have pursued track chairs as an option to get more folks into the field. And while we're not going to plan to use federal aid funds to purchase track chairs, we've researched that. Chris Peterson and our federal aid staff with the Wildlife Division have reached out to see about the potential to use Bill Pittman-Robertson and Dingell Johnson funds to purchase track chairs. There's some great specificity of those funds. In other words, each of those chairs that are purchased would have to be used specifically for hunting or fishing activities, and we plan to have these chairs available for use in a wide variety of functions, including use in our parks and on those trails and so forth. But there is a process where we can reclaim use, and so we'll be working with Chris and our federal aid staff to see if, as we get these track chairs put in place, that we can potentially use federal aid to help support, sort of after the fact, the uses that would comply with a federal aid grant for hunting and fishing purposes. We are in the process of meeting with the Action Track Chair staff again over at Marshall. They've got a new sales manager, Matt Bottleberg. We want to work with him directly because we are going to try and purchase a fairly sizable number of these chairs. We would hope to be able to gain some kind of a corporate discount as the additional chairs are purchased. We obviously couldn't do that as a department of a state agency. We go out to bid, but we would hope to develop more of an exclusive relationship through the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, where we can secure a better pricing scheme, not only with the track chairs, but also with those trailer vendors out there that will be working with us. So again, the foundation would purchase these track chairs and at some point turn them over to the department for long-term operation. Just to give you a little update, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this or not, but my hope is I can share a screen here. Hopefully you're seeing the Action Track Chair. This is our basic model, but you can look all around. This model doesn't have any of the additional options or features that would be included. But when you go in, you can look at some of the various types of additions that you can make. You can get different tracks, different colors of chairs. But in terms of the seating, the padding, various pockets, places you can store shells or your fishing gear, a rifle rest, additional places you can place your rifle. There our fishing rod attachments and those kinds of things. There are even devices where a partner who would be with you could have the ability to operate the chair for an individual who maybe had some greater physical challenges, but just a number of different options and features. Basic chair runs about $13,777. When you add on probably $1,500 to $1,800 of options, you're up getting close to that $16,000 mark for each of the chairs. So, just to give you a little idea of the cost of the chairs and the various options that can be put on them. They have got various models of track chairs that are available. They continue to improve their line of chairs to make them more comfortable and convenient and safe. And when the Sant family and David Parker and myself went over for a tour of the Action track chair facility, the manufacturing plant, it was amazing that they were continually making improvements to all their various models. So they even have some that allow you to stand up. So last but not least, I did want to introduce Christina Kobe and ask her to share with you a new development took place just recently this week, something I think she's had in her mind. And as she told me many times, this track chair effort is a no-brainer. And we're happy to have her assistance and advice, again, in that advisory capacity, because she brings a lot to the table and I think can really be a great part of the overall effort here. So, Christina.
Thanks, Emmett. I still have the screen sharing up in front of me. I can't really tell if my camera is, if you can see me, but I can see you. But I just wanted to remind everybody that the mission statement of the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation is to enhance outdoor recreation for future generations and to preserve our parks and wildlife. And I really want to hone in on the first part of our mission statement right there in regard to this conversation about track chairs. We enhance outdoor recreation for future generations. For just a moment, we can say that this particular project enhances outdoor recreation for every generation. Imagine, if you will, if you were unable to go into the field for pheasant season. Imagine, if you will, if you couldn't get to the riverbank to fish during walleye time. Imagine, if you will, being able to take a stroll down Mickelson Trail on one of these chairs when you couldn't otherwise because you may be physically disabled and didn't have a way to do so. This is a no-brainer. This is an opportunity for us as a group to open up and enhance outdoor recreation for every generation across the state of South Dakota. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to everyone that's going to be involved in this effort. The foundation, of course, exists to bridge that gap between private and public dollars. So the foundation will serve as the fiduciary for this campaign. We'll also make it available for people to give online on our website, as we do many other efforts. But most importantly, it is with great pleasure that I share with you that through the family of one of your very own, Kathy Peterson, God rest her soul, used to be a commissioner just like yourselves. Her family has generously donated the dollar amount to purchase the first full setup of a track chair with trailer and solar battery package. If you did not know, monies that were left in Kathy's memory were earmarked to be for hunting access or land access. We know that Kathy held pheasant hunting especially, very near and dear to her heart, as well as does her family. This is such a wonderful way to honor the intent of those donor dollars, honor Kathy's memory, as well as to honor the family of hers that still serves in so many ways in South Dakota. I never had the honor of meeting Kathy, but I am privileged to have her husband, Steve Peterson, on my board. And so we can thank them for the first full purchase of a track chair to benefit this campaign.
Thank you, Christina. With that, wraps up our update. More to come, and we'll try and keep the commission up to speed on new developments as they proceed here, but we're excited about the opportunity, and I know Mike would have liked to have been here. Mike was unfortunately ill here for about 10 days. I think he finally was able to commence work again about midweek this week, and is likely getting caught up, but we sure appreciate Mike's engagement and his family as well. And you all probably recall what prompted their engagement was the experience that their father had using one of our, or using the only track chair we have out in Rapid City to take his grandchildren and children and spouse on a family fishing trip. Some activities that they've enjoyed for many years. Again, trying to teach their family to enjoy the great outdoors. So we're excited about the effort. And again, we'll keep you posted as we proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmett. Great presentation. Thank you for the work on this. It's exciting news from Christina. Thank you to the Peterson family. That's a great contribution to assist those that would also like to join the rest of us in enjoying our great outdoors and our hunting and fishing opportunities and just parks in general. It kind of reminds me just being out at the roundup and seeing Christine out there, and in the backdrop was the new Bison Center as well. The foundation has assisted in many projects around the state, including the facilities we're at today. But with the track chairs in there, I mean, it's just it's a real neat thing to see everybody contribute so much and let these things happen. So, yeah, thank you very much. We sure appreciate it. Are there any other questions from the commission for Emmett? All right. It looks like we have. Thank